I will see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Ladies first, let's go to Judith in Florida. Judith, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Judith. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I've written a book called Judge, Please Don't Strike That Gavel on My Marriage.
Congratulations.
On
what's
your
on
what?
Your mind tonight?
Pardon?
Strike it on your what? On your marriage?
Please don't strike that gavel on my marriage.
Okay.
And it is an experience in our court system regarding the no-fault divorce law, which a lot of people really don't understand that it is really unconstitutional. It's taken away a lot of our rights because a person can file a lawsuit in a court of law. It's really a court of equity is what it's called, and you can take away, they actually take away all the rights of the defendant. You have no way to establish a legal bar or show a lack of merit in the claim.
I don't know about all that legalese. It doesn't mean much to me. But so you're saying that the no-fault law is unconstitutional. Would you agree that the government being involved in marriage is unconstitutional?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
except the government is supposed to protect the institution of marriage.
Is it? Is that in the Constitution?
Well,
I don't think
it's
so.
One of the it's a court case.
Well, I don't care what the courts say. Personally, that doesn't matter to me. In fact, I don't really care what the Constitution says either. It's just words on paper. But it seems
my friend who hates government.
The government wasn't involved in marriage until the late 1800s. As a matter of fact, how did marriage survive until then? I mean, if government's supposed to protect marriage.
Well, they just interfered in a lot of different rights, haven't they?
Yeah, they're all over the place, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Hey, Judith, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, and good luck with your book. Let's talk to Justin in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. I've heard stories on the Internet and some about Congress trying to pass President Bush's executive order, which basically you've heard about that, right?
Which one? I mean, he's written all kinds of executive orders.
Watch those stories on the Internet.
The executive order that says that if anyone is protesting the war, that you can have your land and money taken away from by Department of Treasury.
Yes, I recall that. We reported on that on Free Talk Live.
Yes, but now it's getting worse because now they're saying they want Bush wants the Congress to pass it into a law.
It figures because
free speech.
Because executive orders aren't really laws. They're just sort of rulemaking for the executive branch of government. And so in order to really make that effective, they would have to go through the legislative process. And, of course, it seems like even though it's a Democratic Congress, they still seem to give old Georgie boy what he wants. So it'll probably go through.
I've done my part by talking to my local senator online. I've emailed my senator, Mikulski, and I told her, I did not want this to become a law.
You know, I don't know how far along they are on that, but if you want to go to downsizedc.org, that might be a good place to get involved with a great group of people that's encouraging others to do just what you've done, and that is contact their representatives on behalf or against, you know, on behalf of pro-liberty legislation, of which there's very little, or against anti-liberty legislation, and they may not be aware of that yet, so I would recommend heading over to downsizedc.org and turning them on to that so they can get active on that. Any other thoughts for us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything that Bush does has a backlash. And if Bush declares martial law, it will have a backlash.
Well, every time the government institutes a law, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, there's always unintended consequences. That's what happens with laws.
Justin, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Lonnie. He's gone. Let's go to, instead, Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Bill.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, dude?
Can we talk about Iraq for a minute?
Sure, of course.
I don't know much about it other than I'm getting tired of hearing about it.
Mm.
Who's the guy in charge over there? The General Petraeus, is there?
I guess.
His is the name that shows up all the time.
Okay, well, what happened to Douglas MacArthur and Eisenhower and Patton? I mean, we would have had this thing over with by now. They took on a billion Chinese back in 1950, you know, in the Korean War. MacArthur did.
Mm-hmm.
And he held. We didn't win it, but we would have if Truman hadn't have taken him and fired him. You know.
It seems like the more the press gets involved in the wars, the more difficult it is to fight them. Which means to me that we probably committed all kinds of atrocities in World War II just to win, because you know it was win at any cost.
Well, the war shouldn't be fought in the first place.
A lot of these, you know, going to foreign lands and fighting wars just seems so crazy to me.
It is crazy.
Shouldn't we be defending our own homeland from, I don't know, the big red monster to our north, Canada? Or maybe maybe the vicious little cutthroat Mexicans that are beneath us. We just don't have any wars to fight at home, so we go around the world looking for them.
Yeah, because if you don't have a war to fight, then the people that make all the bombs and guns, they don't make any money.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't have been there. We shouldn't have gone over there in the first place. I understand all that, but now that we're there, okay, let's just knock them out and be done with it. Don't we have?
You can't just knock them out and be done with it.
These are essentially criminal gangs. You know, I mean, in order to kill criminals, you'd have to wipe out cities. In the same way that if you wanted to kill all the criminals here in the United States, it'd be very difficult to find all of them.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, this is just another Vietnam all over again.
It sure is. I find it interesting that George Bush himself came out, wasn't this week, and actually drew the first official comparison between Iraq and Vietnam. Didn't they used to say that, oh, this is nothing like Vietnam, and now they're saying, oh, it's like Vietnam, except in the way that we shouldn't leave, like we left in Vietnam. So if George Bush had his way, we would have stayed in Vietnam. Probably would have still be there today.
Be 30 years
Vietnam.
Later. Yeah, I know.
Insanity.
Well, maybe when we get a new administration, we'll get a clean slate. A new broom will sweep clean and all that good stuff.
And maybe if it's Ron Paul, but if it's anybody else, then I would expect more of the same.
You think it'll be more of the same?
Of course. Bill Clinton dropped bombs in Iraq, too. So it's like not much has changed.
Let's not forget Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate it, sir.
800-259-9231.
Washington's controlled by lobbyists. These big companies that produce stuff for our war machine, they have lobbyists. We Americans do not have them.
Hillary Clinton voted for the war. You think she's going to do something differently?
Well, she may very well get us out if it's the popular thing to do, but she can't be trusted to keep us out of foreign wars.
The Democrats, who were allegedly elected to put a stop to all this back in 2006, haven't done jack squat in order to actually move us towards that. So, I mean, to expect
Barack
them to
Obama
change
voted
things,
for funding for the war.
Yeah.
Ron Paul didn't. There's a Republican that didn't.
Ron Paul voted against the war right up front. He voted against the Patriot Act. He's constantly in favor of smaller government and actually bringing the troops home, not just from Iraq, but from around the rest of the world. And that's why we had him on the show a week ago, actually. Exactly a week ago right now. And that's why I specifically asked him about the rest of the military installations, the other 130 countries that the military currently occupies. And I'm glad he answered as I thought he would, and that he would bring those troops home, too. The military does not belong spread all across the world. That was not the original intention of the Founding Fathers. We were not supposed to engage in entangling alliances.
It's a ludicrous and expensive proposition to boot. Basically what our Navy does for the world is we keep the shipping lanes clear. Why in the world am I, as an American tax-paying citizen, paying to keep the shipping lanes clear around the world? That doesn't make any sense at all.
And paying far more than it would cost a private company to hire their own mercenaries.
Absolutely.
Far more.
Private companies should be responsible if they're going to, I don't know, Exxon's going to ship a big super tanker full of oil from Saudi Arabia to here. Isn't it Exxon's problem to make sure that super tanker
it
makes it
be.
Here? Not, I shouldn't be paying for it. What if I hate oil? What if I don't like the internal combustion engine, as so many of these crazy crackpot environmentalist types don't? What if I don't like them? Should I be forced to pay for that? No, I shouldn't.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Bob in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Bob.
Hello. You got an excellent program tonight.
Thanks.
These two women that brought up this no-fault divorce really got my blood flowing.
Okay.
I'm not a lawyer, and I'm a group called Constitutional Guardians of America. I've testified four times before the Florida Supreme Court on behalf of the citizens of the state of Florida about the unconstitutionality of these no-fault divorce laws. It is totally, totally criminal what these lawyers are doing to the people. And I believe that the American divorce system is a tragedy, causing more hardships to America than cocaine or heroin. because it destroys our children. And
well,
I think
you know, divorce is certainly certainly an awful thing, but I also, at the same time, would not want to force a couple to stay together if they didn't want to be together.
No,
it seems to me that could be even worse for the kids.
No,
and, indeed, as we've talked to, with the other ladies, and I'm sure you heard the calls, and thank you for the call, it seems to me that the awful problem is government's involvement in marriage. Thanks for the call. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx for my heels.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800 800- 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got the bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues and fun stuff, you'll find it all for free, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
To the phones, to the fun. Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Hi.
Hey.
I've got some information for everybody that was sent to me by Reverend Peters.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay.
Huh?
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, he's on the Christian radio station.
Okay.
Right, which is
why
we don't know.
He sent me some information on this MS, this Monsanto glutamate. Okay.
Oh, MSG.
MSG.
Yeah.
It sure does make that Chinese food taste good.
It makes anything taste better, Mark.
Well, anyway, it's what people need to do. They need to get on the phone to Washington.
What? Why?
And we need to get a hold of the judiciary. And they've already taken this to the World Health Organization, trying to get it stopped.
Well, thank goodness they haven't, because the World Health Organization, first of all, they're just a bunch of bureaucrats. I don't believe a word they say.
But anyway, we need to have the country to start, I mean, raising cane. They need to also start charging the country, FDA, FTC, all this, for damages.
What does MSG do that's so terrible, Paul?
Oh, my God.
Give me the list.
Get on the website, scripturesforamerica.org. It's
no,
right
that's
on there.
All right. Scriptures for America. Okay.
Doesn't sound like a very valid news source.
It's about 20 pages, and it's called
The Slow Poisoning
of Mankind. But it messes your
brain
up. Give
us the executive summary, Paul. We don't have time to read 20 pages.
It affects all your organs of your body.
Really?
This stuff is so horrible. It's unreal.
You know what? Is it worse than aspartame, Paula?
It's as bad as aspartame.
As bad as aspartame.
Matter of fact, I sent the information to the U.S. Attorney General's office on this, and I had Rumsfeld's confession, and I sent it to him.
Wait, Rumsfeld confessed about MSG?
Oh, yeah. He confessed to it, yeah.
Now, did he confess to being a fan of the accent?
No, he's the one that got it done.
Got what done?
A buddy of his, he got into the FDA. Because they wouldn't approve it because they knew how dangerous it was, and he got a buddy of his in there to do this.
You know, Paula, I'd like to let you know that in my kitchen cabinet right now is a salt shaker full of MSG. It's a product called Accent, and it is a wonderful product. As long as you're not allergic to MSG, and some people are,
you want me
very
to read off some of the stuff this does to you?
But if you take MSG and you sprinkle it on something that didn't turn out too tasty, if you've been in the kitchen working hard and you put a lot of effort into something and it just didn't turn out very well, grab the MSG off the shelf and toss it in there and it makes it better. I tell you, it's great stuff.
Let me tell you what this stuff does. I've got the whole list
right
here. All right,
hit me, Paula.
Epileptic seizures, brain damage,
CNS. That explains it.
Damages your eye cells in vivo and in vitro. It also damages the fetus's brain. It also it triggers obesity, increases the appetite, increases secretion of insulin, reduces the excretion of ketones. It reduces
increase. I don't know about all the claims, but I know it does increase appetite. It makes you, once you pop, you just can't stop. That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Paula, have you ever had any Doritos?
Okay, it also keeps the growth hormone.
Yeah. It's evil. I know. Paula, have you ever had any Doritos?
No, I don't eat Doritos.
Do you eat any snack chips?
Potato chips, that's it.
I don't know if there's MSG in potato chips.
No,
but if you look
it's been taken out.
If you look at the ingredients of most snack chip products, you will find MSG. Monosodium glutamate, it's in
it's
there
in
every single time.
It's even in plain flour.
It's amazing that we aren't all keeling over, huh, Paula?
Okay, but the thing is, some people are smart. Like, vinegar will detox your body. Did you know that?
I've heard that.
Yeah, vinegar and honey. 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 tablespoons of honey.
I've also heard that detoxing is total BS, Paula.
No, it's not. It's also a medicine, too.
Mm.
It also heals you, too. Matter of fact, if you have allergies like
well, most people aren't taking doses of vinegar to follow up their binges on Doritos. So, I mean,
you only have to do it. Like, if you want to, take it afterwards. But
where are all
the
people keeling over of these problems you're reading off? I mean, Paula, people are living longer, happier, healthier lives today than they ever were in the past. Why are people so concerned about a little old MSG?
It's because
salt.
It causes brain damage, it causes diabetes, it causes...
Those sound like allegations, Paula.
You know, taken out, you know, brought out into the body, it actually, it crosses the placenta and it damages the fetus's brain before birth. Okay, it has ocular toxicity, it has causes genotoxicity, and it's connected with adult onset of...
Where are my Doritos, Mark? Go get me my bag of Doritos. I'm hungry now. All this talk about MSG. Paula, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I don't know.
I can't eat just one.
I wish that I would have got a chance to ask Paul. I didn't even think about it while she was on the phone.
Oh, she'll be back.
Not
tonight, but Monday.
She's a religious woman.
She is, obviously.
I don't know how MSG is created, but one would imagine that it came about at least by the mixing of some real life stuff.
Monosodium glutamate. There's sodium in there.
Don't you think
real life.
God should protect us from this stuff rather than you know, making it so tasty.
Don't they say that salt's bad too? I mean, don't they just say that plain old sodium is...
when you're talking about brain damage, I think I'd rather have some salt.
Does that do brain damage
too? No. MSG, supposedly.
Look, there's no doubt that some people are very sensitive to MSG. And I want to make sure that, you know, we're serious about that. MSG, not for everybody. But then again, there are sure as hell are a lot of people that consume MSG on a daily basis in this country, and it doesn't do any damage to them. As I say, I've got a salt shaker of it in the kitchen, and it makes things better. I tell you, give it a try. You'll be amazed. 800-259-9231. In fact, we need to check and see if you can order MSG through Amazon.freetalklive.com, because Amazon's got a new grocery section. And if you go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, anything that you purchase through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. The product is called Accent, Mark. That's what you want to look for. It's Accent. Anyway, here's some tragic stories as Mark punches that up online. Tragic
riveting
stories.
Stuff here.
93-year-old charged with drug dealing. Can you believe this? Durham, North Carolina, the Associated Press saying, and a 93-year-old man was charged with cocaine trafficking last week. The same day, police netted three other people on charges of possessing heroin, opium, and a slew of prescription drugs, police said on Friday. William C. Tinnen, who's also charged with possession of cocaine with intent to sell, was jailed before being released on $200,000 bond. According to the bureaucrats in the police department, Tinnen was also sentenced for cocaine possession back in 2001 and given a suspended sentence. So apparently he didn't learn his lesson, did he? He went back out and sold some more coke. Three others were arrested in two more raids as part of an undercover operation, said the bureaucrats, and blah, blah, blah. You know, the point here is that this isn't what you typically think of when you maybe see the drug war commercials that the government puts out there. They sort of try to label drug users and drug dealers as inner city street thug.
They often have bandanas.
Yeah. This guy wasn't wearing a bandana. He might not have lived in the best section of town. That may be the case, but he's 93 years old, and he's a drug dealer. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
Certainly not exactly what you might expect, and it makes you wonder, how many older people are involved in the drug trade? How many people? Because if you think about it, you know, when you're in the black market world and you're trying to move illegal substances from place to place and sell them, you don't want to come under suspicion, right? So if you're going to move a load of cocaine, say from, I don't know, New Mexico to Florida, wouldn't it make sense to hire a nice-looking old lady to make that load, make that trip across the states? Nobody's going to ever suspect her, right?
Right in the back of the Riviera.
800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What do you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features for free, and those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of at SavvyRest.com. By the way, we dug around a little bit at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And while they don't carry Accent brand MSG, they do carry MSG. If you just search for MSG, you'll find it. You get a whole lot. 7 ounces of it for $10. That's more MSG you'll probably ever need in your life. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We're talking about some pretty outrageous stories from the world of the drug war. One man who's 93 years old was recently arrested on cocaine possession charges. In fact, possession with intent to sell, meaning that he probably had it bagged up and ready to go out the door. I guess, they use baggies with cocaine, don't they?
I would think so.
Anyway, so, yeah, this guy's now out on $200,000 bond.
That's a lot of money.
93 years old. Huh. You know, why on earth, you have to ask yourself, right, why on earth would someone who is living out the final years of his life, would he spend his time selling cocaine?
He needs the money?
That probably would be one reason. Odds are good. He maybe didn't retire with enough. Maybe Social Security didn't quite work out as he thought it might for him, and he decided he needed a little bit of extra cash, and he knows that people are going to use cocaine, whether or not he's the one that sells it to them, so might as well get in on it. I mean, there's lots of money to be made. Why leave all that money on the table? I mean, you've got maybe a son that knows a few friends who know a few friends that need a little cocaine.
In that case, the son's 50.
Yeah, that's certainly the case. So.
Well, you know, the drug warriors will always tell you that these people are selling to 11-year-olds.
So, and it's very unlikely he was selling to 11-year-olds. Most people that buy cocaine are adults. And
11-year-olds can't afford it.
You know, the point is, this guy knows that there are people that are going to do cocaine. And if he doesn't sell it to them, somebody else will. And somebody else will pocket those obscene black market profits. So he got into the business. And I can tell you that I used to know somebody who knew some older ladies that were involved in selling drugs. And if this doesn't come as a surprise to me, it's only newsworthy because... Well, I mean, people get busted for drugs every day in America, right? People get busted for possession and sales of drugs, but most of them are, you know, 30 or 25 or something like that. They're in the younger generations. It's very rare that you see stories like this. And so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring it to the table, to show that this war on drugs is hurting so many people from so many different age categories and income categories. Though mostly poorer people get caught up in all this, and this guy doesn't look like one of the wealthiest people in the world. So you have to wonder how he posted his $200,000 bond.
Yeah, makes me wonder.
Maybe he was really doing all right with his whole cocaine dealing. Anyway,
he's probably not spending it on fast cars and faster women.
If it weren't for the war on drugs, this old man would probably have to find something else to do with his time. Because if we didn't have a war on drugs and drugs were available in any store that wanted to sell the drugs, that regular businessmen could do business without fear of arrest... and people could go and buy the drugs without fear of arrest, then the black market dealers would be out of a job. They wouldn't be able to make these obscene profits anymore, and this guy would have to find something else to do with his time.
Greeter at Walmart?
That would be a perfect job for him. But hey, here's another one for you in the same sort of category, and this one's even more tragic. Alva Mae Granny Groves. The last guy was a coke dealer, and, you know, coke dealers, they're kind of shifty. Coke dealers are a little on the dangerous side. Where your average marijuana seller, kind of laid back, doesn't really... Not as, the old saying is that a marijuana deal is done with a smile and a handshake, mm-hmm. and the coke deal is done with a handshake and the gun, you know, the other hand holding a gun behind your back. So, I don't think Alva Mae Granny Groves, the 86-year-old North Carolina grandmother sentenced to 24 years behind bars, was very likely to be wielding any weapons while she was... I think she was growing marijuana. We'll get to the story here. According to StopTheDrugWar.org, she died last week at a federal prison hospital in Texas. Federal prison officials denied her request to die at home, saying her charges, get this now, were too serious to allow compassionate release. She's 86 years old, was 86 years old, in jail for 24 years.
Oh, man.
Gross had already served
a death sentence.
13 years in prison after pleading guilty to conspiracy to possess with intent to sell cocaine. Oh, she wasn't involved in coke. Yeah, well, anyway. And aiding and abetting the trading of crack cocaine for food stamps. She was 74 when she went to prison. She always maintained she'd been punished for failing to cooperate with federal prosecutors to lock up her children for life. So remember, the charge was conspiracy to possess with intent to sell. The other guy got locked up for possession of cocaine with intent to sell. So that
conspiracy means they didn't catch her with any coke.
Right. That means that the 93-year-old man actually had cocaine in his possession, probably bagged up, ready to go out the door, while this old lady didn't have anything.
How can you conspire to possess cocaine? I mean, that's just a crappy little charge.
Well, here's how it happened. She says, my real crime was refusing to testify against my sons, the children of my womb that were conceived, birthed, and raised with love. She wrote, sounds like a real criminal, doesn't she? She wrote in a 2001 letter to the November Coalition, an anti-prohibitionist group that concentrates on freeing federal drug war prisoners. Law enforcement officials continue to maintain that Groves, she played a key role in a cocaine conspiracy conducted by family members. But family members have always said she did nothing more than look the other way. Five members of her family were imprisoned in the investigation. Her son, Ricky, is doing a life sentence, while Groves, her older daughter and granddaughter, were all sent to federal prison in Tallahassee, Florida. She became one of the poster children for sentencing reform as reaction grew to the drug war excesses of the 1980s and 90s. But any reforms will come too late for the grandmother, who loved tending her garden. Her daughter, Everlene, said, "It's a relief she's dead, but it's a hurt, a real hurt, that we weren't with her. What could she have hurt?" Groves dreamed of getting out of prison, planting new gardens, and seeing grandchildren born while she was behind bars, but never had the chance. Her kidneys began failing early this year, and she was transferred to a federal prison hospital in Fort Worth. "She didn't want to die in prison," she told the November Coalition in a recent letter, saying, quote, "I realize that everyone has a day to die. Death is a fate that will not be cheated. But I don't want to die in prison. I want to die at home, surrounded by the love of what's left of my family."
Who can blame her for that?
Instead, she got to die surrounded by a bunch of bureaucrats. Last winter, the Groves family asked for compassionate release so she could die at home. The family wrote to every official they could think of and enlisted the help of groups like the November Coalition to no avail. As Groves' daughters leaned over her bed on July 19th, prison officials handed them a letter denying the request. 1-800-259-9231. "I would like to hear from somebody that thinks that Alma Mae Groves got what she deserved. She broke the law! She's a lawbreaker! And she should go to prison for the rest of her life!" Even though she wasn't actually dealing the cocaine, did not have any cocaine in her possession, and really there wasn't any hard evidence that she was involved in any sort of conspiracy. She probably, it seems like, from what I understand of the case, that she knew her kids were dealing coke, but she didn't do anything about it. So, does that mean that if you know that a loved one is selling drugs, that if you don't turn them in, that you're a conspirator? Does that mean that you'll be facing time in federal prison if you don't snitch on your loved ones?
You know, this drug war has turned the whole culture into a snitch culture. If you don't snitch on your kids, you're going to go to jail. That's sick.
24 years behind bars for this woman. What's the average murderer get? What's the average rapist get? What's an arsonist get? 10 years? 15 years? 5? 24 years? For looking the other way? This is just outrageous. And how anybody can sit here, you know, and look at the drug war and say, "Yeah, you're doing a great job, government. You go put that old lady in that prison cell. I'm happy to pay $40,000 a year to lock that old coot up."
In Florida, you'll be lucky if it's not $60,000 a year.
Well, I'm being conservative.
She needs medical care. She's 80.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just being conservative, Mark. That's all.
Very conservative.
I'm trying to err on the side of caution as far as the amount. But the fact is, you and I, and you listening, we're all paying for this woman to be locked in a prison cell in the remaining years of her life. Does that make you feel good? Are you in favor of this? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Coming up, video game violence. Talk about that and whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology.
Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go, the features for free. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us out, then you should go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. You can only do it once a month, so if you've already done it this month, well, you can't do it. But if you haven't, then please do. Go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show. It makes a difference for us because it keeps us at the top of the charts. We've been, I think, at number one. Last time I looked, we were still at number one this month, and that's the number one podcast in the world, as according to PodcastAlley.com. But we still need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com to ensure we stay in the number one position throughout the rest of the month, and then, of course, the voting totals reset at the end of the month. So, vote.freetalklive.com, great way to help the show. Let's go to the phones to talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Howdy, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
The corruption side of the drug war is just outrageous. Like, the one captain of police in Ohio replaced $3 million worth of coke with some powder. A whole nother police station in Arkansas gets busted, like 14 cops plus the chief. The Serpico, the Serpico deal back in the early 70s, the whole New York Police Department on the take. L.A. Police Department on the take. In 46, China shot 400,000 drug users. It didn't stop it. The corruption is, and it makes you wonder, that's why it's against the law, because they're making so much money off of it. All these corrupt politicians that turn the other cheek, all these cops.
You know, they do these huge investigations to find drug criminals. And the reason that they do it is because they make a huge amount of money off of drugs. You don't see those kind of investigations looking for people that have committed murder. There's unsolved murders in communities across America. And these cops aren't doing anything about it because there's no money in it.
because they're making it over. The only ones that yell loud to keep them against the law are the ones making money off of it, selling it, or chasing it. And it's got to end. It's just, you look
Absolutely.
At the history of law enforcement back in the Wild West, Wyatt Earp and all them guys, and every single other one of them, lawmen, they were pimps. They moved booze on the side. They sold women on the side. You know, and this is how
Who
they
better?
Get in these positions. And
Who
they,
better to do it, though, Dave? I mean, they're completely insulated. They're almost entirely insulated from getting in any sort of trouble because of their official positions. There's no better person in any given area of the country to move drugs around than the sheriff himself.
Another aspect of this, I had a really bad toothache. It happened on a Friday evening, 6 o'clock it started.
Man.
You go to the store and you try to buy something to stop it. Well, all you could buy is that, what's that one stuff?
Ambisol or
whatever? Yeah, Ambisol or some sensitive. And that stuff ain't nothing, man. Then you have to go to the street, buy a little cocaine, make a paste, put it on there. You don't feel nothing for the weekend, and you could get through to Monday. And you can't even buy that in a store.
Oh, Dave, you can't make decisions for yourself.
Because they're afraid we might get a little buzz on it that we could just go buy a bottle of vodka and drink it straight down and drop dead on the spot.
Yeah, that's okay, apparently.
It doesn't make no sense.
It really doesn't. Dave, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. See, government doesn't think that you're a big boy. Government doesn't think you're an adult. You can't make your own decisions for yourself. You're just a little baby, and you can't make... You can't. You'll just stay right there, and we'll take care of it. Okay, you've got a toothache. Well, you'll just have to wait until Monday, and then you have to go and go through the proper channels, and you have to get a prescription, and you have to do... You know... Why can't you just let me decide for myself? What
because
to put
the
in my
AMA
body?
Has a they've cornered the market on this stuff. They are the strongest union in America. People talk about unions. AMA is the strongest union in America. They've got it to the point where you can't even buy their products until you go to one of their union members and get a slip of paper, and then you can go buy these products that'll help you.
You know, I was talking with a police officer via email recently, and.
And I would like to make it clear that we here on Free Talk Live, we don't think every police officer is on the take or that every police officer...
No, but I have talked to a former New York police detective before who told me very explicitly that every police officer he knew in the NYPD was corrupt.
Well, it's a hell of a claim, but that's his claim.
Yeah, that's his personal story. Obviously, he didn't know everyone on the force, but everyone he knew was corrupt, so it's kind of interesting. And he was credible. I mean, he was a former cop. Anyway,
it's just that they have positions where they can get away with these things better.
And I have three theories when it comes to police corruption. Three theories. Number one, and these are the reasons why, it was three reasons why, not about corruption per se, but why they act so angry when you talk about getting rid of the war on drugs. Because there are plenty of great reasons to get rid of the war on drugs. It makes people safer. It takes it out of the black market.
But
the
if you bring this up, you go to the state capitol when they're trying to legalize marijuana or legalize medical marijuana, the people that are there to speak out against it are the police and the prosecuting attorney kind of people.
Even though the evidence is firmly on our side, it is firmly on the side of ending the war on drugs, because not only does it make drugs safer, it makes them cleaner, it makes them more pure, free of impurities, which is what causes problems as far as overdoses are concerned, and the deaths that are associated with drug use usually doesn't have anything to do with the actual drug. It has to do with how the process was that the drugs were made. And so anyway, the users would be safer. You and I would be safer in that we don't risk having somebody with a machete climbing through our window in the middle of the night looking for cash to buy his next crack fix.
Right. Crack would be significant if they had crack and when these drugs were legalized.
The amount of violent,
it would be significantly cheaper.
The amount of violent crimes and thefts and property crimes out there would drop dramatically if there were no war on drugs, because taking it out of the black market means that there would be real competition, market competition, prices would be drastically lower than they currently are today. So again, all the evidence is on our side. Why is it that these drug warriors continue to foam at the mouth when any sort of decrim bill comes up? I mean, just little old marijuana decriminalization. And I'm not even talking about heroin or ecstasy or anything else. I'm talking about just marijuana, one of the most benign substances on the face of this earth.
Not even really a drug, just a plant.
You cannot overdose on this product. It's impossible. You're going to fall asleep before you even come close. So again, all the evidence is in our corner. But as soon as some sort of bill comes forth, even to just decrim it, even partial decrim, not even like to where you couldn't get arrested, even just handing out fines, they oppose these things. And so you have to wonder, why do they foam at the mouth? Why is it that they're so angry about drug reform? Here are my three theories. Number one, they're still true believers in the war on drugs and their role as the drug warrior. They have fully embraced their roles as drug warrior. It's like a crusade for them. They have believed the government propaganda. It doesn't matter what you tell them. It doesn't matter to them what the facts are. They know what the government said, and what the government said must be right. It doesn't matter what all you activists are saying. I'm going to ignore what you're saying because it feels good. Because people that have belief systems, they don't like to have them challenged, and it feels good to deny anybody that challenges their belief system, as right as they might be. So there's those who have just embraced the drug warrior sort of message and role. Then number two, there are those who are hooked on the federal and state money for drug enforcement budgets as well as asset forfeiture dollars.
Yeah, that would be where I would see them, the lion's share of people falling.
And that's more of the administrator side as well, because
these are the people that set the policy. It's not the guy on the streets that's really the cop in the streets that's the problem. It's the police chiefs and the administrators.
They're getting sweet, sweet drug prohibitionist budgets from the feds and the state level, and they know that if the war on drugs shifts towards a more pro-freedom direction, those budgets are going to go away. And they also know that if they catch a drug dealer in the street driving around an Escalade or something like that, they'll get to snatch his car from him, and then you'll see the police chief, like did in Clearwater, Florida, driving around a drug dealer's car on his off hours.
You know, and it's absolutely true. There's all kinds of money in the drug war. There's no money in actually enforcing real violent crimes that would help everybody. You know, it's amazing how many unsolved murders there are in this country, and the cops don't care. They're not investigating this stuff. They got their manpower in the vice squad because that's where the money is.
And then finally, my third theory.
I think the cops that are investigating do care, but they don't have. But the administrators aren't putting the manpower on the investigation.
So you've got the true drug warrior believers. You've got those who are hooked on the federal and state money and the asset forfeiture money. And then number three, and there's no way to know how widespread this is, the cops who profit from the black market sale of drugs via three primary methods. One, payoffs from dealers to look the other way.
We read stories every week.
Or to give information on upcoming raids, that sort of thing, to be sort of the man on the inside.
That almost never gets caught.
Two, small-time dealers. The cops that'll take a bag of cocaine from a low-level dealer and then parcel it out to his friends that he knows that snort coke or smoke marijuana or whatever. And three, high-level dealing, which would be the sheriffs in this country that are bringing the drugs in across the border via their underground network of sheriffs and cops.
Go ahead and deny it. We've got stories.
And personal stories. I know people that know people that are reliable.
And news stories.
Where we come from, there is one particular sheriff that everybody knows. Everybody in the underground knows he's involved in dealing drugs. No one can touch him. He's the sheriff!
He gets elected every year. It's amazing.
800-259-9231. Hour 3's come up. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.